The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Who is Senator Tom Cotton, and why are so many people worried about that letter he wrote to Iran? More after this. Senator Tom Cotton is the youngest sitting member of the U.S. Senate, 37 years old. He's also an Iraq War veteran and a Harvard-trained lawyer from Arkansas who feels that Iran cannot be trusted with any nuclear centrifuges, and he has no intention of apologizing for that open letter he sent to Iran's leaders, even though, as CBS's Nancy Cordes pointed out to him, our allies in the current nuclear negotiations have called it unhelpful.
All we said was the basic facts of constitutional law under our Constitution.
You probably wouldn't be all that upset if this letter ended up interfering with the negotiations.
What we all said in the letter is that if we don't approve the deal, we won't accept the deal.
And that's true. For example, his letter states that the president's term ends in 2 years, while senators like him, quoting from the letter, remain in office well beyond then, perhaps decades. 100% true. Heck, many of them die in office. Then he says, quote, future Congresses could modify the terms of the agreement at any time, which they could. Again, true. But what he's really saying is, here are 47 Republicans who might be in office for life and who are going to do their damnedest to up any agreement they don't like. Relax, I didn't actually say the word. So you can see why the diplomats might be worried. As an analogy, suppose that you were negotiating a mortgage with a loan officer. Let's call him Barack. And you're just about to sign when the mailman drops a letter on the desk from 47 members of the bank's board of directors. And the letter says something to the effect of, you should know that Barack will be gone in 2 years, and we could modify this loan agreement at any time. Would you sign? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.